KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon, seas at 1 foot. Tonight, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Friday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:27 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches. A low at 8:37 a.m. at 2 feet 10 inches. A high at 2:28 p.m. at 8 feet 6 inches. And a low tonight at 9:23, a minus tide of 1 foot 1 inch. Your sun rose at 9:36 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:14, giving us 8 hours and 39 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Van Halen's next with Jamie's Crying. After that, Graham Nash from his solo album, Beginnings, the piece is called Wounded Bird, and then Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles, all coming at you.
watched you go through changes that no man should face alone. Take the heel or tame the horse, the choice is still your own. But arm yourself against the pain a wounded bird can give, and in the end remember it's with you you have to live. And in the end remember it's with you have to live. Stand your ground, I think you've got the guts it takes to win. But you must learn to turn the key before she'll let you in. And understand the problems of the girl you want so near, or you'll wear the coat of questions till the answer hat is here. You'll wear the coat of questions till the answer hat is here. Serenade your angel with a love song from your eyes. Grow a little taller, even though your age defies. Feel a little smaller, and in stature you will rise. A hobo or a poet must kill dragons for a bride. And humble pie is always hard to swallow with your pride.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees, down the seven bridges roll. Now I
some Sammy Hagar coming right at us with Moss Tequila. Then Chuck Berry with 30 Days. Out of that Foreigner with Dirty White Boy.
We'll be right back.
up next, we have a little Jimi Hendrix with Still Raining, Still Dreaming. And then Fleetwood Mac with The Chain. After that, Moonlight Drive by The Doors. We have the Blue Oyster Cult coming up. ZZ Top, Uriah Heep. Oh, yeah. Here's Jimi Hendrix.
Rain a day, rain all day. Ain't no use in getting uptight, just let it groove its own way. Let it drain your worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream.
swim to the moon. Uh-huh. Let's climb through the tide. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps too high. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our time to try. Heart beside the ocean on our moonlight.
14, I fell in love with a gypsy queen. She told me, hold on. My father was the leading man, said you're not welcome on our land. And then as a foe, he told me to go. Shack and put a whip across my back, then told her, leave me. I was out for quite a time, came back with her on my mind. Sweet little girl, she means all the world.
We'll be right back. Exploring Science in the Sea. The parrotfish is like a house cleaner who does a great job of keeping things tidy, but sometimes breaks a glass. You want to keep them around, but you just wish they'd be a little less destructive. For the parrotfish, the houses are coral reefs. They clean tiny organisms off the coral, keeping the coral healthy. But they also chip off pieces of the coral. If they chip away too much, they can damage the coral. Parrotfish have strong teeth. They grind up the coral they chip off, then poop it out as grains that can wash up on the beach as white sand. The scraping can scar the hard coral, the skeleton created by the living organisms inside, known as polyps. In many cases, the coral heals as new polyps move in. But in others, the coral can collapse. And if too many corals are destroyed, an entire reef can suffer. Researchers spent a decade studying the coral-parrotfish relationship in four regions of the Caribbean Sea. They looked at individual corals, complete reefs, and wider areas that encompass many reefs. They also studied the parrotfish populations. They found that more parrotfish generally meant more damage to the corals, but not always. Parrotfish prefer some species of corals over others. So in regions where those species weren't as common, or where there was less variety of coral species, the damage was less severe. The results may help managers control the parrotfish catch, perhaps improving the health of coral reefs across the Caribbean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
One of its flights, and the hijacking of Cuba while en route from Mexico City to Miami for 35. Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much.